Okay, we're back on?
Yep.
The next item is the consideration of the 2017 Person Enrichment expenditure. Our Person Enrichment Committee has met with representatives from the governor's office and have participated in the finalization of an agreement regarding 2017 Purse Enrichment to be awarded to Finger Lakes. I think after appropriate discussion, I will entertain a motion to agree to the terms of that agreement. Maybe Jeff, you can just outline it for us briefly on the record. You still have it, Jeff?
The term sheet presented to the Breeding Fund for Finger Lakes Racetrack commits Del Lago Casino to $440,000. In the calendar years of 2017-2018, Delaware North up to $1 million for the same time period of 2017 and 2018, and the Breeding Development Fund will commit 100% of the purse enrichment money from 2017 and 2018 to Finger Lakes Racetrack. And in addition, there's miscellaneous commitments, which include turf course discussions, a claiming rule consideration from the horsemen, in addition to regular meetings of all of these parties to see how the situation at Finger Lakes progresses in terms of the cannibalization that they're occurring. But that's outlined in this term sheet between Delaware North and the Breeding Development Fund, Finger Lakes Horsemen, and presented by the Gaming Commission as well. So I would, if you'd like, I can make a motion that the Breeding Development Fund agree to the terms laid out in the term sheet presented to us for the calendar years of 2017 and 2018.
Is there a second?
Do you want to add depending on our revenue?
The fund would commit to purse enrichment for 2017 and 2018 according to the term laid out in the term sheet that's been presented by the Gaming Commission, contingent on fund revenue meeting our budgeted line items.
Is there a second?
Second.
Mr. McMahon, any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
The motion carries. The next item on the agenda is the consideration of fund board policies. The governance committee has gone over the policies, and they were all sent to you by Jill. I don't believe there were any changes.
No.
Over the last year. Go ahead, Tracy.
There are very minimal changes. For example, a date may have been changed. We didn't need to use the word 2011 anymore. The phone numbers that are given in certain policies were checked, and they're still good. So these are policies you've approved in the past, and hopefully have reviewed and are support them again.
Are there any questions about the policies? Hearing none, we'll accept the motion to adopt the fund board policies for the year 2017. Motion by Dr. Wilmot, second by Mr. Graziano. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
And the motion carries. Is there any new business? Any old business? Where's Phil when you need him?
I like your sense of humor.
In that case, I take a motion to adjourn.
I'll make that motion. Second.
Motion by Jeff, second by Senator Nolan. We are adjourned. Thank you very much.